You're listening to The Takeaway from WNYC and PRI Public Radio International in collaboration with the BBC World Service, The New York Times, and WGBH Radio Boston.
Well, there's no whistles in baseball. You heard that referee there because the World Series hunt starts tonight. The playoffs begin in the big leagues, and the New York Yankees face off against the Minnesota Twins. That is game one, I should say, of the American League Division Series. And at shortstop for the Yankees will, of course, be Derek Jeter. Now, once the season ends, Jeter's contract expires, and the Yankees will have a very interesting decision to make: what to do with one of the most popular athletes in all of sports. He is 36 years old, and you could argue that this might be one of his worst seasons. What to do with such a free agent? Joining us to answer the question, of course, Takeaway Sports contributor Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen. Good morning, Ibrahim.
Good morning.
Well, Ibrahim, here's the Derek Jeter we all want to remember from 2001. Listen to this.
That is fair down the right field line. Giambi on his way to third, and they're going to wave him around. The throw misses a cutoff man, shot into the plate, out of the plate! Derek Jeter with one of the most unbelievable plays you will ever see by a shortstop.
Ah, the flip from 2001, one of the most unbelievable plays you'll ever see from a shortstop, and it led to the Yankees going on to win the American League division in five games that year. Now, you say that Jeter's career looks like it's on the decline. He's 36 years old after all. What are the Yankees supposed to do with him?
Well, this is interesting. This is a year after Derek Jeter had one of the best seasons of his career. So people love to herald the end of the aging sports star, but I don't think he's quite done. And I think, in fact, he's both walking and striking out a little less than his overall career averages. And while his power is down, he's never been a guy that was going to hit 30 home runs a year, right? So that's not what you expect of him. So the real areas where his numbers vary significantly is in his ground balls. He's the leading ground ball hitter in Major League Baseball, and that's probably one of the biggest signs that he's slightly declining a bit.
Now, for a team like the Yankees, numbers are important. You pointed out he had one of his best years last year, most hits and RBIs than he had this year, right? So he had a good year last year.
Without a doubt. He had a great year, okay. and then won the World Series.
Okay, so but for a team like the Yankees, numbers on the field are important, but this is a world franchise. Derek Jeter is a franchise player. Do they look at his numbers on the field or his numbers at the box office and in promotions when they decide whether or not they're going to re-sign him?
So I think you're dead on. The dilemma here is between his legendary value to the Yankees, and he is actually declining in his on-field performance. People have noted that his range as a shortstop has diminished considerably. Now, the reality is that the Yankees have some options here. They can perhaps take Derek Jeter out of the shortstop position. Where is he going to go? Maybe he'll go to first base. That doesn't work. Mark Teixeira is one of the best first basemen in baseball. He's not going to go to third. This is a similar path that Pete Rose took, where he moved around the infield and then went into outfield. So, but the Yankees do have an option. They have a 23-year-old named Eduardo Nunez, who's primed to take over the shortstop. He's not great at the bat, but he has a great defense up the middle, and he's fast. He's got some serious legs. I would argue that Derek Jeter might want to think about potentially becoming an outfielder. Now, the question is, does he have the range with his throwing arm to make that happen?
And is he enough of a Dave Winfield to become a DH, a designated hitter? That's what Winfield did late in his career, right?
Correct. And Paul Molitor is another all-star infielder who did the same thing. When he became a DH, his numbers went up slightly. So the argument there is that he could end up focusing much more on his swing and focus much more on hitting. And that would lead, you know, over the course of this year, the Yankees have used 12 different guys at DH. They need to settle in on who their DH is going to be and how their team's going to be constructed. And I think that would help out the Yankees.
All right. And as the Yankees are deciding what to do with Derek Jeter, though, and Derek Jeter's deciding whether to stay in New York, is there another team in the big leagues that can afford him? I mean, he's got to have one of the biggest contracts in the big leagues.
Well, I think this is interesting. It cuts both ways. The Yankees are worth more to Derek Jeter than anyone else, and Derek Jeter is worth more to the Yankees than anyone else. They need each other, and I think because of his legendary value, he's won five World Series. He has five World Series rings. That's half of Yogi Berra, and that was a completely different era. You can argue that he's as popular as DiMaggio, Mantle, Ruth, Gehrig. Now, all of those guys were national icons. Derek Jeter's more of a local icon, but still, Derek Jeter is the Yankees. He is the team. He is the franchise, and I believe he's going to stay with the Yankees.
Well, the playoffs, you believe he's going to stay with the Yankees? Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, the playoffs begin tonight against the Minnesota Twins. We'll be watching Derek Jeter's numbers on the field and also the numbers in his contract to see where those are moving. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor. Thanks.
Don't forget, he's Mr. November.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.